Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Mr. Tressida Bendigo to begin a further chapter of Office Wife.
My niece Marcia has just come rushing in at 10:30 at night, if you please, to tell me she's just had the very dickens of it to do with that infernal Brunson girl. By George, the worst thing I ever did in my life was to let that young woman into my firm. And it's far too late in the day to do anything about that now. It appears that the Brunson girl actually had the nerve to go to Marcia and ask her point blank to give up her husband. I ask you, what next? The thing that's making Marcia rush about as though she were unhinged is that Stella Brunson knew where Jeff went off to, but she didn't. Well, we just have to get to the bottom of it. That's all. Now, look here, Marcia. It's high time you said to yourself, hang the Brunson girl. And as far as I'm concerned, this husband of yours, too.
No.
But one minute you tell me those two have had their heads together over Jeff's running away, and the next thing you want him back. Can't you get yourself straightened out for once?
I have myself straightened out, Uncle Tressida. I've been a fool. And I'm going to get him back. I won't let that woman beat me, no matter what I have to do.
I can't understand that, but I suppose...
Uncle, if we can get Jeff back here, would you take him into the firm again?
No, by George. That's one thing I won't do.
But for me, I want him back.
So you said 50 times at least, but the answer is still no.
But why not?
Because I say so. And because he saw fit to walk out with some, out so much as a how-do-you-do. That's why... If it's not too much to ask, Marcia, what's behind this sudden change of front?
Something Stella Brunson said.
Well, come on, what?
She said if she had a husband, she'd make it her business to hold him against all comers.
Well, if that's the case, you better get up to this Daybreak Island, or whatever it is, yourself.
No. I want you to ask Jeff to return to the firm. Oh, please, Uncle Tressida. I'll never ask you to do anything like this again. Offer him an associate directorship or something. Anything.
Oh, hang it all, Marcia. You know I hate refusing you anything.
Oh, please, just this once.
Well, I can't get away for a day or two. That's if I decide to run your infernal errands.
You will go? Oh, Uncle Tressida, you're a darling. You really are.
No. I don't want to be strangled. I'll go on. Run along home. Well, that's unless you'd like to stay the night here, huh?
No, I'll go back to the flat. I know I've been a frightful nuisance, worried the life out of you lately. But after this, I'll never worry you again, I promise.
I don't blame you for anything, Marcia. It's that chap you're married to. All right. Well, fetch him back. But this is his last chance. You understand, Marcia? After this, if Jeff Pilgrim makes one step out of line, he'd better watch out. One false step. Morning, Percy. Where's that secretary of yours?
She's downstairs at the moment. You want to give her a letter?
No, I wanted to make reservations for me. Plane and hotel, or whatever they have at this confounded Daybreak Island place.
What the devil is it? Right up on the north coast, but who's going to Daybreak Island?
I am.
Dear me. You won't enjoy it up there, Tressida. I've heard the fishing's no good. You'll get burned to a crisp, and I don't believe there's even a golf course.
I'm not making the trip for pleasure.
No? Upon my soul, don't tell me there's any business to be had that far away. Why not send one of our younger fellows?
For your information, Percy, I'm going out there to see Jeff Pilgrim.
Pilgrim?
Yes, yes, Pilgrim. Why, sorry if I sound testy, but I've decided to take him back into the organization.
Bless my heart and soul. What on earth's going on now? I never thought I'd see the
day. Now listen. I don't want to have to hold forth for the long rigmarole. My mind's made up. That's the end of it.
What's the fellow going to do when you get him back? Handle the Puller account again?
Possibly. I don't care if all he has to do is to sit about playing himself noughts and crosses. Just so long as he's here.
I see. Mass here again.
Never you mind. What you give him to do when he returns is your affair. But he's been taken back. That's all.
I suppose I'd better warn Harry Palmer in that case.
Warn Palmer of what?
Oh, why, that Pilgrim's returning and he'll be taking over again. That's all.
You won't say a word to Palmer. This is strictly between you and me till Pilgrim actually shows his face here again.
Very well, Tressida. I hope you won't mind me saying that I think you're making a very grave mistake. When do you want to travel?
The day after tomorrow. I'd better count on being up there for, say, 2 days at least.
I'll see to it. Daybreak Island, eh? Pilgrim picked himself a good spot, I do declare. At this time of the year, I'm told you can't move for honeymooners.
Honeymooners? I'll give Pilgrim a honeymoon if he doesn't tell the line.
Gee, Harry, I thought I'd miss you. Do you know what happened and what hurt this afternoon?
No, never mind the build-up. But just give now. What is it?
Mr. Bendigo's going to Daybank Island the day after tomorrow. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, it could mean a lot of things. The main one is they know where Jeffrey's gone.
Well, that beats me. How did they find out?
They found out, my little sweeting, because I told Stella Bronson, and she very obligingly passed it on to Marcia.
You mean you wanted Marcia to know? Oh, I don't get it.
I wanted Marcia to know, but I wanted her to find out from Stella. And if I may say so, it worked beautifully.
I wish I could figure out exactly what you're up to, Harry Palmer. One day you're going to outsmart yourself, and it's going to be just too bad. You've got Jeff Pilgrim's job, so what more do you want?
One day I'll tell you, Millie, my love, but not tonight. Did you do what I asked you?
Go to the bank for you? Yeah, I went dinner time.
Oh, come on, hand it over. You don't mind lending your boyfriend a fiver, do you?
What do you want it for?
To take Marcia Pilgrim out tonight.
But
no noises. Do you want the policeman to think I'm abducting you?
Of all the nerve. I get $6 a week and you get 15, and you're borrowing fivers from me just to take other girls out?
Not other girls, maybe. Just Marcia Pilgrim. What's wrong? Don't you want to be married one day to the managing director of Tressida Bendigo and Company? This is not fun, Pet. It's an investment. Come along, Poppet. You can trust me, can't you?
If I ever find out you've been two-timing me, Harry, so help me out. I'll break your neck.
But you'd give me a big kiss first, wouldn't you? Oh, have no fear. I live only for you, Millie, my Poppet. Oh, and here we are. How'd you get? Well, come on, shake it up before the lights change. See you tomorrow.
But don't forget what I said.
Tell me tomorrow. Bye now. Oh, what one has to put up with for a fiver. But it's time I started trading you in on a new model, Millie. I think you've just about served your purpose.
They've a new man at the piano, Harry. Who is it, do you know?
Not the faintest idea. But he's good, isn't he? But, don't let's talk about him. Let's talk about us. What's going to happen, darling?
Don't call me darling. You don't mean it, and it's not right.
No? I'm not in the doghouse, am I?
No, but I am. Of myself.
Well, Marcia, you're way over my head. What's on your mind? Jeff?
Of course.
Forget it. Chip's gone, and it's the best thing for you. You're not going to let him spoil your life any more than he has already, are you?
Do you really think he has spoiled my life?
Oh, it's not a matter of what one thinks or doesn't think. Jeff married you and let you down. They're facts. You can't get away from them. When are you going to start thinking about you and me?
Oh, I've been two fools, Harry. And I'm not going to be any more. If Jeff found Stella attractive, I should have made him find me twice as attractive. And in future, I'm going to.
You're not going to take him back, are you?
If I can get him back.
After he's walked out on you?
Yes. After that.
I say, darling, what about us? Oh, you mustn't let yourself be such a mistaken little idiot.
Sorry, chum. We're through.
So you've just been stringing me along?
Oh, no, Harry, I haven't. Not really. I'm awfully fond of you. But that's what I meant about being two fools. One for letting Jeff get away from me, and the other for letting you think... No, well, you know what I mean.
I don't like being taken for a ride, Marcia.
No one does. And cross my heart, Harry, I haven't been taking you for a ride.
No, it spells fall guy to me.
Oh, no. Oh, do be a nice man, Harry, please. Jeff hasn't come back yet, and maybe he won't. Ever. And if he doesn't, well, things would be different, wouldn't they? Dance with me like a good guy. Please.
So that's why old Bendigo's gone hot-footing it up to the islands, is it? To drag Pilgrim back into the firm and back into Master's arms. Oh, no. They're not getting away with that. Marcia's not getting away from me at this stage of the game. I've got Pilgrim's job, and I'm keeping it. They'll see.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.